Welcome to I Want to Grow, and I Want to Grow is all about that, right? It's about our growth. But with people that we're talking about this week, it's all about their growth. But we're celebrating 90 years of the British Council being in business. And the ripples and the waves now they've created all around the globe is just incredible. And today we have Brigadier, thanks so much for coming on to the podcast with us today. Please introduce yourself.
Thank you very much for this invitation. My name is Brigadier Hassan Abdullah. I'm a commander of Language Institute, and a part of that, I'm head of deputy head authority for education.
We've been talking just before the podcast, and both of our walks of life have been in the same. I was in the military at 16. So when I'm talking to you now, there's a glow around me just being able to speak to you. But you're doing some tremendous things here in Qatar, the communication side. How important is that to the wards of military?
Yes. You are aware about militaries. They have a lot of tasks, and our task for my situations, it's to have training, and especially what we do now. And our main task now for that English language, what we are cooperate with the British Council, and this what's when we started in Language Institute, our vision to be. As I said to my colleagues before, we should be out of the box. We should going around the world. And thanks God, the teamwork, what we work, we discuss with them. We establish, when we talk about, at least 5 years ago, we have discussion about this one. Thanks God, we establish, a center of language, English language in Qatar Armed Forces.
How important is it for, we were talking about the languages, and Qatar's a special place. The language is Arabic, but everybody seems to be learning English also because of the way that you are growing into the global stage, right? How difficult is it to adopt that within your forces?
Regarding to the English language, you are aware as the English, English language is very important for us, even because we are, to train our officers, NCOs regarding to different courses. We are taking them in that path, and you are aware that the English even is very important around the world, and that because we are training our officers and NCOs, outside abroad. And they should get the level, good level in English language. That because we need it for our side.
Yeah. And how important has the British Council been in this process?
Oh, they are really, really, I'd like to thank them. When we started, as I said, since 5 years ago. And, we commit that to join together, and they support us. And when we have the ILIS Center and the Qatar Armed Forces Language Institute, we are really happy. Even though when, we started the first test, it was on 17th of September in 2020. And it was really, everybody is surprised about it. How's military size going to work with the civilian, And this, I think, what I wear, even in Arabian Gulf or around the world, the only military sides they're working with the British Council.
Wow. And it's testament to the British Council that it's like an anniversary to you. You know exactly the date and when you first started with them.
It was, that because I told you first when we talk, the His Excellency's Chief of Staff as well, he's supporting us to not only teaching inside, the military side, and that's it. Because we have the teachers now, We have, you know, even from our side now, we have a lot of vigilators, examiners. It's been helped. Even we've done train the trainer with the British Council. This first time it's happened, you know, with our cooperation with them. And this is what's happening. And even though every time we, you know, like not only Qatar and forces, even from different, you know, military side and security side, Minister of Interior and Amiri Guard and, you know, all these, they are, you know, they come to us.
Yeah, it's a magnificent, it is literally magnificent of what you're doing. What is it over those period of years that you've been doing this job? It must be so rewarding to see people coming along, people being educated, people being given another opportunity to get to that next level. Have you seen this over the years?
Yes, of course. You know, all the officers, as I said before, and the NCOs, even civilians we have, you know, we encourage them to learn this language. Okay, when they have in this test, like IELTS test, we come for the career, you know, part. For the courses which is they go, because you are aware, when you go to UK for some courses, they take in certain levels. We do it, even though, you know, they take, even the universities, we have a lot of students in UK, they're studying around, you know, in UK. We have a lot.
You have a lot. And it's I'm getting more and more prouder here listening to this, because I am very much from the UK. And so these types of things are really, really rewarding for me to see what our country is doing. In saying that, you said you've got a load of your soldiers and staff going back to the UK. Again, this is somewhere that the British Council helps with.
Yes, of course. That's because I told our colleagues before this meeting, we have every 2 weeks, or let's say 2 weeks to another month, you have a meeting with the British Council, and we have a lot of ideas. We encourage ourselves to work more hard. And, you know, even though we've sent one of our, she's a lady, Qatari lady, we've sent her to UK for studying a SALTA course regarding to be examiner. This, and they help us, even though from British Council, she called Anne. Before 3 years, she came and she taken inspections about our teachers. She saw her, you know, the abilities, and two ladies, the teachers, they've taken, you know, to be an examiner.
Wow.
We succeeded in that one.
And the progress that must have been done here is quite staggering, really. What do you see going forward? How are you working more with the British Council?
Actually, we are. You know, every time what we say, we learn, and we'd like to have more developed our center. You know, because now, Qatar and Foreign Language, you know, it's become independent centers. You know what I mean? And that because we'd like to more, you know, cooperative with our team and other side in the British Council. And even though we'd like to have more courses, more supporting what they have, because every day, every time, you know, the good things, every time they have implemented new ideas, what we take. You know, the things we started in 2010-20 for the paper-based. After that, in 2022, we have computer-based. And this is the thing. And you have UKVI as well, you know.
Wow. I'm quite taken back by all these things that the British Council, and I've seen over these last few weeks just how much power they're helping people with to be able to do much, much more.
Yes, you know, when we have a conference in UK and we invited by a British Council, we surprised about how we are important and how they are important. And even when they gathered nearly above, you know, over 100 organizations from different countries, they surprised. Oh, military guys, they came in here and they say, they shake hands, they are aware that we are the center, and as a military, it's not only civilians, military and civilians, even though we can help people, and they surprised about this one. And we surprised as well, because we thought that there is another military side, but it was good for us as well.
But this is how to help others grow, right?
It is.
These are the things that make it empowers. Those type of things with what you're saying, I suppose there must be a message that you would want to impair with the British Council right now.
Yes. The first message, I'd like to thank everybody. They supporting us in administrations and even even though for evaluations of our work, and I tell you something which is, I was really surprised, and we get thanks letter from Chief of Staff regarding to it, by outside auditor, is by Cambridge University. In 22, we get 93% as low risk management. And in 23, we get 100. Even the auditor, we didn't know about them from where, how they come, but they came to us through British Council and through Cambridge University. And to see how we are working, how our management, how our, it was under vision of as well, British Council. And we won, alhamdulillah, thanks God.
Wow,
it is.
That's amazing.
And I'd like to thank as well my our Chief of Staff, His Excellency. He gave us a very thanks letter that he encouraged more and more us to work more, and he pushed us to work more.
And it must have been a big responsibility. You've come in and you've taken it to another level with the British Council. Must have been a huge responsibility on yourself.
Oh my God, yeah, it is. But with my teamwork, I feel comfortable. Because I told my colleagues before, and Dr. Wasim, I told them that we are working as a teamwork. When you work with a teamwork, everybody's, they can encourage themselves, and we encourage them as well. We encourage ourselves to have, a good work in this thing, and we should succeed it. And I told you, last year, and, in 23 and 22, when we get this, everybody's, even in the military side, civilian side, they're surprised about that one.
Do you see improvements? We talk about education.
Yes.
Do you see how education improves people's lives?
Yes, you are absolutely right. Always education. I told them before we met, thanks you for the question. Every day, every time we learn, and we should encourage ourselves how to learn, how to benefit from what we learn. And that because, we are always not in the office, all the time outside of the office to work, to see people, to, even when you say hello to your teacher, it means that you encourage him to work. You know what I mean? Yeah. When you shake your hand, sometimes courses, when we've done the trainer, all the teachers, they came to me and they thanked me about this one. They said, oh, we didn't have it before since many years. And it was certificate by British Council. And, they've sent us. They didn't charge us anything.
Wow. It's very impressive what they do.
I'd like to thank them.
I we're talking about these things. We met a Qatari lady the other day, and she said that the British Council has been part of her life since she was 7 years old. Qatari lady. Now she's in a very powerful position. And she said that day that they gave me a certificate when I was seven has given me a pathway to be with them ever since.
Yes, yes. It's not only education when you are part of education. I am, a part of my life, and as a military side, I am a civilian. I am a founder of Scientific Club. It's non-profitable.
Oh my word, you're the...
Yes, and it's not, it's organization has been approved by government as well. When we have worked with the British Council, we've done in 2016, I didn't remember that time, but I'm sure they've done a global warming, and they're supporting us with us. And they invited through them 16 countries in here, and we work with them.
I love the scientific club. I've been there several times with hackathons, uh-huh, where we try to get startups.
Yes,
yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
I am
fantastic.
Founder, remember them. And I am as well in that time, but now, we give our chance. Dr. Harib, he was in charge before, but I was in charge as a director and a general secretary. And we have before international youth of movement around the world. We're doing a lot of, exhibition around the world with Europe, even though we have participated with 40 countries now.
The one, I'm getting this right, it's the one in Abu Amur, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
We established. Oh. I show you a lot of pictures about it.
Dear me.
Mohammed Al-Jaydi, Mohammed Yusuf Jaydi, who's the founding of, even for diver, he's very famous. He's done a lot of things for environment.
Wait, I always used to drive past there, and I never realized just what a powerhouse that establishment is. Because it's just, you don't notice it from the road, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
But when you go in, the facilities.
Well, if I tell you about the story, you will be surprised. When we have this land, I have the pictures now with me. We put our legs in there and we take pictures. And after that, we start to build it.
Oh, wow.
It was in 2004 to 2003. And for 2 years, thanks God, you know, the government helped us to, you know, and they built it for us.
I thanks be to God. Yeah, that is a beautiful place.
Thank you very much.
And they've brought people from all over the world to help and support others.
And the good thing is not, you know, they don't say this Qatari or non-Qatari. Everybody there.
Everybody.
And not a non-profitable, you know, is not organization for money and something like this. And, you know, the good thing on it, we established, I didn't tell them, you know, it was through discussion. It was a PC, green PC, if you heard about it. All the computers, you know, they threw. We take it, we clean it, we teach our youngest how to clean the environment, and they use it for none. They can't afford to take this computer, and we go, we send them. And, you know, Microsoft helped us as well. They supported us.
I think what you've done is incredible. I think what you're doing now with the military and empowering, and what you're doing with the scientific club.
I appreciate that. I appreciate
unbelievable, that. Because if I say to anybody, go and see this place, and I know we were going to talk about you and your role.
I'm lucky then.
But this is just unbelievable.
I'll give you my card. Anything time.
I'm coming. I'm definitely coming.
Thank you.
And you've given them so much. What they called the printers, 3D printers.
Yes, yes, yes.
The woodwork areas, yeah, the yes, computer areas, the scientific
now
areas.
Now new technology, they have a lot of things.
Oh, my word.
Yes. You know, if you give your son or your brother and your daughter, your sister, your wife, the chance to work, to give them the opportunity ever, but everything. Why I said the Highness, you know, His Excellencies and the, you know, Chief of Staff and Minister of Defense, because when they come, if you come to the Language Institute, maybe Steve would show you his pictures. He came and he write, you know, and we have a memorized record. He wrote to us something which is all the time we put it as, you know, for us appointed. Everybody's, he said, this place is so and so and so. We should work hard. And this, he was astonished about everything, you know, and we do a lot of things as well there. Yeah. And this is the thing. If somebody encourage you to work and to do your jobs well, and he appreciate that, you will work.
Yeah.
And you invent things.
And you've helped so many. The prayer mat, the guy was, you know, the one that done the prayer mat. I can't remember what it was called now, but I worked very closely with him. But he was the one that introduced me to this science club. It's a scientific club. Fantastic. You are a legend, I tell you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. You know, it's not only military side. We are human. We are, you know, as a personals, like all Qataris or non-Qataris even, when they come there, sometimes we met a lot of English people. They come as a family. They said, oh, we are going to work as a volunteer, you know?
Yeah. Everything I've done with the scientific club is being a volunteer.
Science.
It's imparting your knowledge and skills.
Science.
To help somebody else, and that starts with you by building this establishment.
I'm feeling, you know, very happy, you know, regarding to remind me about my history.
You and your family and everybody that you work with, I know, and the way that you said it's your team, you all deserve such a big, huge pat on the back. You're doing amazing things.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Now, the most difficult question I'm going to ask you today,
yes,
is in one word. What is the best word to describe the British Council and why?
Great. They are great. And thanks for them. And this is my word. I can't say.
And I can't finish this interview off any better way. Thank you so much, indeed. Thank you.